Hey, Johnny.
Hi.
I want you to listen to something and tell me if you know what it is. Close your eyes for a minute and you listen to what you hear. Welcome to the Magnify 'Em Together Kids Reading Podcast, Episode 2. What does that sound like?
Sheep.
That's right. So today, we're going to read one of the most famous psalms in the world. Psalm 23. As soon as you see the first line of Psalm 23, I think you'll remember it, maybe from singing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, fantastic.
A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All right, so you understood why we played that noise, right?
Because it said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
So do you know what the word want means? Mm-mm. I will not lack anything. Mm-hmm. I won't need anything because the Lord is a shepherd that will provide for all my needs. All right, and we see that in the first two verses, don't we? He makes me to
lie down.
Where?
In green pastures.
For a sheep, that would be pretty much what they need, right?
But normally, the sheep have to be standing up because there might be something that would attack you.
That's right. That's a really good point.
You just lay down and relax, close your eyes, not be standing up ready to bolt.
And not only that, the shepherd provides him with what?
And he leads him by still waters, not rushing water so it doesn't soak you.
Or scare you.
Yeah. As you can peacefully drink, not with big waves crushing, washing on your head.
That's the picture we have. Just happy sheep, calm and content because their shepherd provides for their needs. He restores my soul. He lets them recover. He doesn't push them too hard. Sometimes when we walk too far, you say, Dad, can we take a break? I'm tired. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then in verse 3, we find out it's not just about life being easy.
Yeah.
It's about paths of righteousness. All right? So righteousness means, part of the key is those first five letters of the word. Shorter than that? Right, exactly. So to be righteous means to be right in the right paths, the right way to go for his namesake. Now, do you remember the name of God?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. And what does that have to do with when Moses asks who God is? Let's look that up. Hold that passage there in Exodus 34. And verses 6 and 7.
And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressing and sin, and that will no means clear guilty.
All right, so we have the character of God. His name is about being merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgressions, and sins, but also not holding for innocent the guilty, right? Yeah. So there has to be repentance. But what we find then, the reason that God takes care of his sheep back in Psalm 23, if we go there, is because it's right. And it's because he is all of those things we read about in Exodus. He's merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant. He cares for his sheep. God cares for us like you'd care for a sheep, like you'd care for an animal. Care for something that you love and that needs your help. Now, he talked about the paths of righteousness, of what's right. And you know what? Sometimes what's right is not always easy, is it? Sometimes we don't want to do the right thing,
yeah,
even if we need to. And so in verse 4, we talk a bit about that. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
What does it feel like when you see the valley of the shadow of death? What do you picture?
Like, if you're a lamb, you'd picture like wolves hiding behind trees.
Tall mountains, not very much sunlight. Yeah, kind of like a narrow valley, and you're worried because there might be a wolf behind each corner. Yeah, it's scary all of a sudden. All of a sudden, it went from happiness to scary, and that's what life is sometimes. Sometimes it's a bit scary.
And like, you're this tapping that sounds like a wolf sneaking up, but you can't see, so like, you get scared.
Exactly. But you know what? Even though he feels scared in the valley of the shadow of death, he says he's not afraid of any evil because God has shown him to be merciful and kind and taking care of all of his needs every day. And that's really important to think about that, is that, you know, we say our prayers, we thank God for the day, we thank him for the night's rest, we thank him for the food we have, right? We thank him for various things throughout our day, for his word, because all of those things that he has given for us are reason that we can trust him when there are hard times. There's two things that give him comfort in verse 4.
Yeah.
The rod and the staff. Now, can you look up that word rod in the concordance for me in verse 4?
Rod, a staff, a branch, or a club?
Yeah, it says a shepherd's implement. Now, that doesn't sound very comforting, does it?
Mm-hmm, a club? Like a club.
Why do you think he might find comfort in a club?
I guess if there's a shepherd with a club, he could scare away the wolves.
So he can defend you. And then that staff can help a sheep when it's going the wrong way. And I think that's how it is with God and us sometimes. Sometimes God is there to defend us from the things that might hurt us or scare us. Other times, he takes that staff and he goes, whoops, come on, little sheep, poke, poke, get back on the path, right? Because sometimes we're not going the right way, or maybe we don't realize that we're
sometimes
in danger.
Sometimes we go to the path of unrighteousness.
That's a good point. Right. So that's interesting that God is there to protect us. He's also there to correct us. Maybe we might call it chasing us, right? Get back here, little sheep. Regardless of what it is, he finds comfort in that, right? Because he knows that God has done it because he loves us and he takes care of us. Then he says in verse 5, another scary thing. You prepare a table before me
in the presence of mine enemies.
In the presence of mine enemies. Yeah. So that doesn't sound very comfortable either, does it?
Yeah.
There's a thing about God is he doesn't always take away our problems, but he will certainly take care of us in our problems. So he can say about that, I have a table presented in the presence of mine enemies. He says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Mm-hmm. So oil is God blessing. It's kind of like anointing. It has to do with joy. And a full cup, that's a positive thing. You ever heard somebody say, the glass is half full or the glass is half empty? And that's talking about if you are feeling positive, you would say, the glass is half full. But if you're feeling negative, you would say, oh, it's half empty. And that's how you look at things. Where he says, guess what? How much is in the glass?
It's way more than half full. It's like, instead of being 100%, even it's 1,000%.
1,000%? And that's even though he still has enemies, he still has scary things happening, he can still say, God has given me much more than I need, and I can be thankful for it. So here's a question for you. Do you remember somebody else who had a table that was prepared?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And who betrayed him?
Judas.
Right. And even though he still had that, he could still say, I've desired to keep this Passover. He still was thankful to have it. And even though it wouldn't go well in the short term, did it turn out well in the end? Mm-hmm. But not immediately. There was a good purpose, and we benefit from that. And so, he says in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh for...
ever.
Ever. A shepherd leads his sheep in all sorts of places, Johnny. Mm-hmm. A good shepherd gives his sheep peace and time to recover when he needs it, grass and water. And he definitely is there to protect and guide his sheep through hard times. Mm-hmm. And the sheep can trust him because even in the hard times, God will give us more than enough. And he promises that what comes after will be goodness and mercy forever in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as we have. We'll see you next week.